Welcome to episode 2 of the Bully Ball Podcast.
Yes, sir.
The first and only unfiltered podcast for the culture.
Let's do it.
We're going to get into some NBA and NFL talk today.
Mm-hmm.
First, we're getting into, are the Rockets legit contenders to dethrone Golden State?
Yes, sir.
Are the Blazers and Dame Dalla underrated?
I think so.
OKC's fall in the Western Conference, and is there a chance they could miss the playoffs?
Imagine.
And the best fits for 3 NFL free agents.
Let's do it.
So, I know that you like the Rockets to dethrone Golden State.
Yes, I do.
Give me some good reasons why they will do it.
Well, 16 straight wins, of course.
Amazing.
Front runner for MVP, obviously James Harden.
Yep.
33-1 when Harden, CP3, and Capella play together.
That's a stat.
The only thing about the Rockets, for me, is if they turn the ball over,
yeah,
how they tend to do sometimes, if they run into Golden State and have that issue, then it's a chance they could go down. But if they take care of the ball and CP3 and Harden continue to get in the lane, kick out, dish out, hit threes, live and die by the three, definitely, I think I got them beating Golden State.
I see that happening now. Before, I was saying, hell no, they
can't do it. Now,
I can see it now because of just the way they play. They play so well on defense, too. Their offense, that's, you don't even need to talk about their offense. They'll shoot threes like crazy, and they'll make them like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But their defense, during this win streak, I think they're ranked now first and second in defensive efficiency and points given up, I believe.
Yep.
But just those two things together, that's pretty much the formula to beat Golden State. You need to play perfect.
Yeah.
Like you said, though, the turnover thing would be a big issue because Golden State plays so well.
Mm-hmm.
They play so fluid. They don't make many mistakes.
True.
And when they do make mistakes, they could turn around and score 50 in one quarter if they wanted to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you do need to play perfect. But I can see the Rockets doing it because of that deep rotation they got.
I can see them doing it, too. One of the things that they have are two elite point guards that get into the lane and are good at making decisions and kicking out. So if Harden's in the lane, CP3's in the lane, you kicking out to Eric Gordon, Ryan Anderson, Gerald Green's on fire. As long as they're hitting threes, live and die by the three, I think they're the one team that can outscore Golden State. I know Golden State's a little bit better defensively, but like I said, if they take care of the ball, CP3 and Harden continue to get into the lane, kick out, dish out, not to mention the shooting that they could do themselves. Yeah. CP3 is killing this year from three.
I feel like he's automatic when he shoots the ball.
So the most part he is.
Three-pointer, and then you got at Harden, like you said, with those other shooters. Mm-hmm. That's a scary sight.
Scary, bro. So if they can run into Golden State in the playoffs, let's say Western Conference Finals, and they'll have home court advantage. Right now they're first in the West, so if they could keep that first seed, run into them in the playoffs in Western Conference Finals, I definitely see it going.
What do you think about Clint Capella and his, what does he have to do to step up to be that? Is he an X factor in that series because of the Golden State big men? They really don't have big men. I don't trust Zaza or JaVale.
I would probably rather have Capella over both of them.
Yeah.
My thing with him is free throws. So if they go to the hack of Capella or whatever you want to call it, if they do that, they're going to be in trouble. Because if they sub him out and put, let's say, Ryan Anderson at the five, ISO on him all day. He has no defense. So whoever, the Warriors go to the depth lineup with Steph, KD, and all them.
David Weston, and he's just going to back Anderson down all
mid-range day. Killer. So if they can run that, I think Houston will be okay. But like I said, with Capella, if he makes his free throws, Golden State has no chance.
True.
No chance.
That's going to be an amazing series. That's probably going to be one of the best Western Conference Finals we've seen because of how talented and how deep these guys are.
Yeah.
So, Golden State, defending champions from Oakland.
Yep.
Dame Dalla's from Oakland.
Yes, sir.
Do you think Blazers are underrated, or is it just...
I think so, man.
Is Dame Lillard underrated?
Dame is definitely underrated. I think a lot of people have him in top 5 point guards. Right now, he's playing like a top 3 point guard, to be honest.
Yeah.
So, I mean, with them, if they could keep that third seed, get home court in the first round, I think there's something like 17-11 at home this year.
Yeah.
If they can do that, man, I can see it. Right now, playoffs started today. I think they play maybe the Timberwolves with a banged-up Jimmy Butler if he comes back. So, they at least be in the second round.
But then who do they play in the second round?
Yeah, I mean, Rockets or Golden State. So
yeah.
If you run into one of those, then I mean, obviously, best of luck. But as far as being underrated, yeah, definitely Dame Dolan, definitely underrated.
So underrated. If he was on a contender, if he was, you know, if Steph and him switch spots, mm-hmm. I think he could still put up. He wouldn't put up Steph numbers in that aspect, but he's so clutch.
Yeah,
it's his time. Yeah. When it's his time, he's on.
That's crazy.
So he doesn't get enough credit because of where he's at.
Yeah.
If he were to do a Kyrie thing and maybe, you know, ask for a trade or anything like that, which I don't think he'll do. I think he's
Portland.
Yeah.
I know they're on a little streak of their own. I'm not sure how many games they've won in a row, but I know something like over the last 10, I saw a stat where over the last 10, he's averaging like 35 a game or something
crazy.
Like that. So
crazy.
Right now, maybe he's starting to get the respect he deserves, but it's probably because he's in Portland.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that they play a lot of, like, late West Coast games, so he may not get the eyeball attention as, like, somebody like the Warriors or something like that, but I definitely think that he deserves more respect than what he gets now, so if he can continue to play like this, he'll definitely get it.
And it always comes down to what you do in the win column, what you do in the playoffs.
Yep.
So people want to see you in the Western Conference Finals, in the finals, and we haven't seen Portland get to the Western Conference Finals
since the Scottie Pippen days,
since the Jailblazer days.
Ah.
You know what I mean? Like it's been a long time since they've been there. So they do need another player because basketball is just so top heavy.
You're
gonna have that third player. I think CJ McCollum is capable of being a number two.
Yeah, but who's a number three?
Yeah, they don't have a number three.
Yeah,
Al-Farouq Aminu, or who else is who's a number three? Nurkic.
Nurkic, yeah, I mean, I guess.
That they really don't. So
but, I mean, what are you going to do with him? I mean, the other day he was getting ate up by Brook Lopez.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
and Lopez is kind of now washed, but
I mean, he definitely ain't what he used to be, but if you're having a hard time getting off on Brook Lopez, good luck against the Warriors or whoever you decide to run into the second round.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Well, if Blazers, they could get to the second round.
Yep.
That would be really nice for them. You think OKC can't even get to the second round, but even scary, would they even make the playoffs? Because Big Three, how does that even happen?
That's a little tough, man. I mean, Melo's having a down year. Paul George, is he inconsistent?
Yeah, I feel like he is.
He'll have a 28-point game and then a 14-point game.
Yeah.
Shooting like 30%. So they're up and down, but I think they go as Westbrook goes.
Definitely.
I got a couple stats that I'm going to drop.
Okay.
The Oklahoma City Thunder, they go as Westbrook goes.
Uh-huh.
14-2 when Westbrook takes 17 or less shots.
Okay.
22-26 when Westbrook takes 18 or more shots.
Ooh,
what does that tell you?
Shoot less.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do, but I mean, damn.
So, like he played last year. I think he has to do a little bit more of that and be the alpha.
Mm-hmm.
Go take control. Don't feel like you got to take less shots to help out Paul George and, you know, pat their stats.
Yeah, definitely continue to be aggressive.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Melo, he's just not Melo from Denver, from New York. So it's kind of a, not dead weight, but there's no way that he's going to be that three that they need to beat anybody. So those guys are going to leave next year, I believe.
Yeah.
Paul George is probably going to leave. Melo might leave.
Yeah.
That leaves Westbrook by himself again.
If they don't make the playoffs, Paul George definitely leaves.
Yeah,
what would be the point stand? You could go home. Yeah, if you want to still go to the Lakers, let's say.
Yeah.
Go home, play in front of your home, your fans, your friends. Bright, sunny LA.
You play with Lonzo. The way he's been playing,
right?
People are going to want to go over there.
He's balling like it too, so.
That's something to build. And with OKC, it feels like it was just something that was very rushed.
Like a one-year run.
They threw it against the wall. Like, okay, hopefully it sticks. And obviously, it hasn't stuck. So, Paul George is going to leave. I think Melo's going to be gone too.
Mm-hmm.
He might join LeBron wherever he goes.
Yeah.
And then Westbrook, he's loyal as fuck, but man.
Yeah, I think they're only like a game and a half ahead of the ninth seed. So
and that's
right now they're at seventh.
That's like Denver, Clippers.
That area. So
and those teams don't have superstars like that to even be in that conversation. So it's very disappointing to see OKC struggle this much with those guys.
OKC has 16 games remaining. 11 of the 16 are against playoff teams. So
they're going to be playing playoff games for these last 16.
Yeah, they're already in the playoffs.
So it's going to be a giant test.
Yeah, so making the playoffs is their finals. So, I mean, if they can pull that out. But they also miss Roberson, too, though. I think before he went down there, can't shoot the shit. But when he was there, top five defensive team.
Definitely, yeah.
After he left, but bottom 10 defensive team.
Yeah, so that's a major.
That's a huge swing. Picked up Corey Brewer, but I mean,
he's
not picking up the slack. But,
yeah.
But I doubt they get back to top 5. But they're going to have to start playing that way if they want to actually make the playoffs, because it's getting close.
It's scary. So moving on to NFL, talking about NBA playoffs. Now these three NFL free agents, maybe these guys can help some non-playoff teams get to the playoffs. Do you have any guys who are going to non-playoff teams?
I do. So my first free agent fit, I think, Sammy Watkins.
Ooh.
The Rams decided not to tag him with the franchise tag, so which would make him an unrestricted free agent, I guess. I like to see him go to San Francisco.
Well, that'd be nice.
Him, Jimmy G. Niners finished 4th in the West last year. They were 6-10. It gives Jimmy G a legit deep threat. Watkins would be the number one receiver.
Yeah.
I think their best receiver last year was somebody like Marquise Goodwin.
Yeah.
Last year, Sammy Watkins put up 600 yards, 8 touchdowns. Marquise Goodwin put up 960 yards and 2 touchdowns.
He's very undersized to have a big weapon like that.
Deep threat, big weapon.
He could kind of be like a Julio Light.
I like that.
Because Kyle Shanahan was with Julio when they went to the Super Bowl. He's a genius.
Watch out for that.
So him, Jimmy G, with Sammy Watkins, I like that one. That's a tandem to continue this rise that the 49ers have been building.
True.
They add players like Sammy Watkins and maybe some other offensive pieces. They can make the playoffs.
That's a budding thing. For me,
my first one, I think we both might have it, but Kirk Cousins.
I got him too.
I would love for him to go to the Jets, not just because it's New York, but the way that team played last year when they were supposed to tank.
Mm-hmm.
They won so many games. Todd Bowles is an amazing coach. He gets his guys to play their hardest, their best, regardless of what everyone was saying about the Jets. Everyone said the Jets would win maybe 2 games, 3 games next year.
Yeah.
They wanted to get that quarterback or Sam Darnold to be their quarterback. And to have Kirk Cousins play with that defense,
mm-hmm.
and for him to play the way he plays, I think he's very consistent. He's very capable of taking a team to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You have guys who are kind of comparable to Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't say like Joe Flacco, but he's kind of in that realm of guys who have good arms and just play really well and have a high football IQ.
Yeah.
So I see him with the Jets and making the playoffs. Bills made the playoffs last year. I think Jets can flip that and do exactly what they did, but with better QB play.
Yeah.
So I can see that happening.
I got Kirk Cousins going somewhere else.
Where do you got him going?
Arizona.
Yes, that's a nice place.
Carson Palmer, done for the career. Yeah. You still got 1 year left, Larry Fitzgerald. Last year, Arizona was 8-8. Almost made the playoffs. Yeah. Probably about 2 games back in their division. Yeah. I don't know how many, we don't remember how many games the Rams won, but if they could pick up a quarterback, I think they got Larry Fitzgerald. Their defense is solid. What's the coach name? It's slipping my mind. Bruce Arians. Is he coming back?
No, I think he's gone too.
Okay, so, yeah. I mean, depending on who they pick up as far as coaching goes, but I'd like to see them go to Arizona.
Nice.
They need a quarterback. That division is kind of, I don't want to say up in the air. I don't want to say the Rams have it sewn up either.
Yeah, because, so, like we said before, football, you never know.
The Rams, Seahawks. Seahawks, who just traded the Bennett, bro.
Oh, yeah, Michael Bennett.
Michael Bennett traded to the Eagles. So, who knows what they're going to be next year. I think Richard Sherman's leaving. So, I mean, I could see the Seahawks taking a dip.
Yeah.
Which would put Arizona, give Arizona a better chance to win.
Yeah.
So, I'd like to see Kirk Cousins go to Arizona.
That would be a nice fit.
Who else you got?
For my number 2, I got Allen Robinson, big receiver. Who needs a big receiver? The Panthers.
Hey!
A nice, solid, big, fast receiver who can play big time. Allen Robinson, before he got hurt, was amazing in fantasy for everybody.
Yeah.
If you had him, you picked him late, that was a big come up.
Mm-hmm.
And he got hurt. And imagine him with the Jaguars. You know what I mean? If he wasn't hurt, Jaguars could have done more work with him. So with him, with Cam needs big receivers. He has Devin Funchess. He has his favorite safety blanket, Greg Olsen. But to have someone on the outside who's going to watch his weight, I'm looking at you, Kelvin Benjamin, who's going to watch his weight, who's going to, you know, I think after torn ACLs, guys want to come back super strong. They want to show, you know, and he's coming, and this is a free agent. A year, and he had that ACL injury, so I know I feel like he's going to have that determination to come back extra strong. And then with the Panthers, who have been very consistent, they make the playoffs, it seems, almost like every year.
11-5 last year.
To add that with Cam and the offense, Christian McCaffrey, I think that would be a nice tandem.
Young beast. I got Allen Robinson going to the Panthers too, bro.
Oh, shit.
I know Panthers were 28 in passing passing and receiving last year.
Terrible.
Receiving, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Panthers 28th in receiving last year, so they need that big target that they can go to. Allen Robinson only played one game last year towards ACL, but the two previous years, 2015 and 2016, played all 16 games. His last full season, 883 yards, 6 touchdowns, and 73 receptions with Blake Bortles.
Shit.
So imagine having Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got Allen Robinson going to the Panthers, too. So I 100% agree
with
everything you just said.
Who do you got for your number three?
That was my number three.
That was your number three.
I got Allen Robinson going to Carolina. Kirk Cousins going to Arizona.
And you said Sammy Watkins.
And Sammy Watkins. Like,
so my number three is Dontari Poe.
Mm.
Big D tackle was on the Falcons.
Yep.
The monster in the middle. I think if he would go to the Chicago Bears to add to their defense, and they have a good young QB, if they're...
Mitch!
Yes, I trust in him.
Yeah.
He looked very good as a rookie, very composed.
Yeah.
And then to add, if they re-sign Kyle Fuller for their secondary, and to add him up front, and they already have a nice D-line, a young up-and-coming team could kind of resemble what the Eagles were doing, maybe with a little bit better secondary. And we never know with the Vikings, you know, they didn't look too well in the playoffs. Yeah. We don't know how they're going to do next year. Green Bay's defense is not that great, but they got Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
Lions are always up and down. So he can add a really nice addition to a team that's on the rise.
Yeah.
That was episode 2 of the Blue Ball Podcast. Stay tuned for future episodes.
Hey.